Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf kuf ches. We're holding in the Mishnah on the bottom of kuf zayin omid bey zok the Mishnah. Which young lady needs to do miyun? Koshi sua ima viachia or acheha lidaita. Meaning that as we've learned numerous times and as we spoke about yesterday, the din of miyun applies to a ketana that was married off not by her father. If her father married her off, that's a kedushin min ha-toira. And therefore, if this kedushin ends, she needs a get. She cannot just do miyun. Midrabbanan, Chacham said that if chas v'shalom there is no father, then the mother has the right and the older brother has the right to marry her off. And since it's a kedushin midrabbanan, the rabban also instituted that to terminate this marriage, all the ketana has to do is be mimma enes. She says, I refuse to continue my relationship with this husband. So, but the Mishnah tells us that the initial chasana that she had through her mother and through her older brother has got to be lidato. It's got to be with her
consent.
Thank you very much. He's usually lidato. What happens if they married her off without her consent? In other words, this marriage is meaningless. It's only a marriage if she consents. Even though we're talking about a ketana, and we say ketana cheshet mekaten ein lehem das. They don't have das, but consent they have. In other words, if she sees someone and says, no, I don't want to, then it's not a chasid. It's got to be the dato. If she is so young that she doesn't know how to go and watch over her kiddushin, meaning she got a ring, or she got a shtar kiddushin, or whatever she got for Erisin, if she's not able to go and watch it properly because she's still so young, she's only 4, 5, 6 years old, whatever, she's still playing with baby dolls and she doesn't know anything about rings.
So how could this girl be mad? Meaning, like, if she's playing with dolls like you just described, how can she be a wife or be wived? Meaning, like,
she
isn't that a higher state
that
of
is what
mindfulness?
That's exactly what Reb Chanina ben Amting, this is telling us. Because any marriage that has been set up by the mother or by the older brother is meaningless. Since it's meaningless, she doesn't even need to do miyun. I'm out of here. I'm not interested. She doesn't have to say. She doesn't have to do. It's not even a marriage. Reb Lezer Oimer Ein Masik Tane Klum Ela Kim Afuta. Says Reb Lezer, the chasana of a ketana is meaningless. It's like a mafuta. Mafuta means a consensual relationship between a boy and a girl, which does not have the sanctity of marriage. Now, one second. But we're not saying, according to Blazer, that she doesn't need to be ma'enis. She does need to be ma'enis. We cannot end the relationship just saying goodbye. She has to go and make a formal miyun. So all we're saying is that it is not a formal enough marriage. Legabi other halachas. What other halachas are we talking about? Zok the Mishnah. The Bas Yisrael lekoin lo toichel b'truma. Bas koin lo Yisrael toichel b'truma. Under normal circumstances, when a boy and a girl get married, if it's a kedushin d'oraisa, if she's a Bas Yisrael and he is a koin, then automatically she can eat truma. Here she cannot eat truma. And not only can she eat truma d'oraisa, she can't even eat truma d'rabbanan. And the same is the other way. Bas koin lo Yisrael toichel b'truma. Even though she's married to Yisrael, but since the whole marriage is a drabbanon dika, toichel b'truma, that's what Reb Lezer is saying. Ein ma'isik tana klum al kibbutz. It's just like stop a boy and a girl living together without the sanctity of marriage, and so therefore nothing has really changed. And that being the case, a bas koyin could continue eating truma de menasha from her father's home. Yes, sir.
What is the statute of limitations on Mia? Meaning, like, let's say she's...
Until Bas Mitzvah.
Right, so, but let's say she gets married the brothers or the mother at 7.
Okay.
And then at 10, she could exercise Mia?
As well as at the age of 9 and the age of 11, and until 11 years and 353 days.
Okay, so after, let's say, 3 years, she's 7, after 3 years, she's Mian, but they, you know, for 3 years, they were carnally engaged?
Exactly.
So what is her, so then she still doesn't need a get, there's no get, meaning she's...
As long as she's still a ketana, and she says, I want out of here. Whether you need a bezin or not a bezin, whether you need two aidim, we had some discussions about that, Machleik and Pisham and Basil and others, but Lamaisa, she can ma'enes and says, I'm out, and she leaves.
And the fact that she lived for 3 years with this husband,
yes.
How does that affect her future prospects of whatever?
I can't tell you the sociological ramifications, but the religious ramifications
are... Right, I'm
saying halachic. Yes, halachic ramifications are, according to Beis Hillel, she can continue to be married through the Rabbanon until she's bas mitzvah, and once again, she can continue to be ma'enes, and this can happen 2, 3, 4, 5 times. According to Beis Shammai, only once. As soon as she ma'enes the first time, now she's got to wait until bas mitzvah, and then she can entertain a regular, normal marriage, min ha'Torah.
And this is, she could be married to a Kohen, even though in the
she can
few
be married
years
to a Kohen.
She was married,
she is not a Grusha nor a Chalutza, she's allowed to marry a Kohen.
So the Kohen Gadol can only marry a...
Psula.
So this would, she would not be...
She would not be a Psula.
Okay.
Good. Yes?
The Lashon of the Mishnah surprised me, Mufuta. Mufuta replies with mutual consent.
Right.
Is it more of an onus?
No, here she's consenting. But the previous case was Shloi Dedat. Here she says, Maskim, a lovely guy, he seems to be in Ben Torah, an Er L'Chayid, a fine, a good skite, he wants to take me in as a marriage, it's wonderful. However, since it's Rabbanan, if he happens to be a Kohen, she cannot go and eat Petruma and vice versa. But otherwise, it's a regular marriage. Yes?
Is there, like, what's the youngest age halakhically that a girl can engage in carnal religion? I mean,
the Gemara says that a girl is Roy Labia from the age of 3 and higher. Doesn't mean that she's not capable of having Bia before then, because she's considered to be a Bas Bia from 3 and older.
Got it.
Okay? Zog to Mishnah Vayter, Blaz ben Yaakov Oimer, Kol Akova Shehi Mena Ish Ki Ilu Hi Ishtai. If what's holding her back is because of him, then she's like his wife. Kosh Akova She'ena Mena Ish. However, if that she is held back from pursuing other offers or doing something else, if it's not Mino Ish, it's not because of him, it's as if it's not his wife. Those words are somewhat vague,
yeah.
And Gemara is going to have two separate interpretations as to what Rav Lezim and Yaakov means. So Mifshem, we'll get to the Gemara and you'll see. Zog Gemara. We started off the Mishnah about Milan. So Omer of Yehuda, the Amrilim Masisa Tana, Rishoyno Yekoisvin get Milan. The get miyun, as we already explained yesterday, is not to effect a miyun, but just as a record that there was a miyun, so that if afterwards she wants to remarry, people say, but we know that you were together with Rabbi Yaakov for 3 years. True. Here I have my writ, my document that says that I got a formal miyun, and therefore I'm now available to remarry. So what did they write in that get miyun? Initially they wrote a very expansive language. L'Reina Bey, I don't want him. L'Tzavina Bey, I don't desire him. For less than no bayelis not v'lein, I don't want to be married to him. Kibun dechozu d'nofish dibura, as they became wordier and wordier, Amri, the Chachamim were concerned, also the Chluf v'begitta. We might have a mistake in substituting for a get. Now what does that mean? If you look at the top Rashi, we might have Sheikhtabenu Soifa Bur. You might have a Soifa who is an Amma Oret, who is trying to write a get gerishim, the garish by Isha, and most sofrim, just like today, most lawyers, you don't start writing a document from scratch. You go and take a
copy and paste template.
You take a template, you take a document that was used in the past, you cross out the names, you cross out the dates, put in a new name, a new date, a new place, etc., etc. We were afraid that if the get miyun is going to be a long get of 5 or 10 lines or longer, people say, oh, that looks like it's a template for a regular get. And they might go and use that as the template for a regular get isha as opposed to for a get miyun. They decided, no, we got to go and shorten it. And therefore, Tekinu Halkin, they made a new takana, basically just one sentence. Biyoin ployni, on this and this date, miyana ployni's bas ployni, bi'an pana. This young lady, Ploinis, her name, Bas Ploini, father's name, Ban Pon in front of us, signed the Bezin or the Adem, and finished. No Langamas.
How do you translate that last word?
Ban Pon, the Fonenu, in front of us.
They don't mention the name of the man at all, or the place.
According to this, no. Maybe this is a very abbreviated version of the code from the whole Lashon, but for our purpose of our Gemara, it doesn't mention anything else except for a date, her name, and front of us, signed by the rabbis. Or the Edom. Tana Rabbanan. Again, now we're going to talk about the Nusach of Miyun. Ezel Miyun. Omra ef should be pliny bali. I can't live with him anymore. I just it's impossible. Ef should be kedushin shekidshuni imi v'yachi, or I cannot continue with that kedushin that my mother or my older brothers kaddish me. That's already enough. Yes, okay. Number Yehuda afilu yoshem is about pirion voileches mi beis aviyah lebeis bala. A pirion is a fancy term. The article uses a term something like a litter, L-I-T-T-E-R. I was always under the impression litter is something that you throw into the trash bin. But apparently an apirion is also can be used for a kala when she's riding on her royal steed or in a royal carriage going en route to Mibes Avia, Mibes Bab.
Isn't it mentioned Shira Shirim? He uses the term apirion.
You have that, the old side of apirion. Usually a period one thinks of as a mansion or as a palace or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But the Aperion here means that she is traveling en route from her father's home to the Beis Baal. And as Salkei number Buda added another additional possibility. Afili Yeshiv's opinion, even if she's sitting in that royal
chariot,
what have you. And she's going as only first class, not even business class, first class of Beisavila Beis Bali. The Yomen, she says, en route EF, she be playing Bali, I'm not interested. Zelmi, that's already enough. Why does Igmari get into this if she's sitting by Birion? Says Rashi, so kadai techamina, if she's not interested in going to the Baal, let her just say to horses, hold your horses, and just get down from the Apirion. The fact that she continues en route on the Apirion, I might have thought that what she's saying is meaningless, that her actions speak louder than words, that she continues going in this royal chariot or what have you to the Baal. No, if she says EFG, that's a good enough deal. Yes, sir, okay, number beauty. If you're wondering, why Taka doesn't she get down? Why does she stay up there? So the Mefarshim say that the reason is because she's worried about Pigam Mishpocha, that if her family hears and sees it, she's going down. Hey, what's going on? Yenta, what's Shishprinza? Why are you getting down from there? Oh, you know that. So therefore, she may be a little bit embarrassed to publicize this. So therefore, she just makes a statement there in the chariot to whoever's listening. I am being the man. Yes, al kenum Yehuda afilo aser. Yehuda adds another example. Afilo ha'yorchem mesuba beis bala. Even if you have a bunch of guests who are sitting there in the home of her bala. And she's acting as the butler, as the waitress, in serving them and pouring wine, etc. And she says to them, by the way, I want you to know, things are not so rosy. I don't want to stick around with my husband. How do you mean? That's also considered to be miyud. So what's the chiddush in this? So Rashi says, number one, there is no formal bezdin setting. It's kind of at home. But besides that, she's assuming the hani mishtuk shaski v'voy kamoidoy. You know, it's maybe embarrassing for them to go and say anything to the Baal. Wow, did you just hear what your princess said? No, I didn't hear anything. Okay, well, let's talk about something else. What she said was that she was b'ma'anis. They may not want to talk about it. After all, they're guests in somebody else's home. They're not going to go and put a big hole in the balloon and say, we want you to know that this marriage is over. So they're probably going to say
is
nothing.
Is this prior to Kiddushin Klippa or after? It doesn't matter.
It's a very good question.
They're living together. She's 8, 9, 10 years old. She's been with him since he's 7, you said.
Maybe clearly delineated if they're living together. It's on her way to her husband.
Excellent questions. And that's, again, the focus of the machloket between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel yesterday. You recall yesterday in the Mishnah we had 5 disputes. The first one is that whether the din of the marriage and the subsequent miyun, does this only apply to Eirusin or also Nisuin? According to Beis Shammai, it was only by Eirusin. We had 4 reasons in the Gemara. According to Beis Hillel, even by Nisuin. So getting back to your question, Nisuin would mean that they are already intimate with one another. Mm-hmm. With one another, Eirusin means that they were not intimate. It was just a betrothal. So this is talking in place, they're having a beautiful Sunnah together, for whatever reason, maybe it's a Thanksgiving Day dinner, maybe it's a Hanukkah, Purim, whatever it is, they're all together with a whole bunch of Aruchim, and she's not happy with her husband, either the husband that she is an Arusa to, or the husband that she is a Nisua to, depending on Shambhu Yisrael, and she says, I'm not happy with him, that's already Mian. You don't need any more formalities than that. Moreover, says the Gemara, I have another case. Yes, okay, number of Yehuda, maybe just of Yehuda. What happens if the husband sent her to the storekeeper to get a chayfet? Maybe he had his suit at the cleaner. I want you to pick up my suit. The Umra, and she goes and tells the chenveni, I have good news for you. I can't stand my husband. I constantly have to pick up his suit and his shirt and this, and I have to buy all those things. I can't stand it. That's already enough. You don't have to say, well, maybe it's just because she was tasked to pick up these shirt, the suit, the groceries, and that's why she's upset. No, no. If she says, even under the most improbable of settings, a mian is a mian is a mian. Any tanoikis that is not able to be shrimeres es kiddushia, we learned in the Mishnah. She's not able to watch her ring or her star or her money. She's a young girl. Tana, we learned in a braisa, ketana shaloi miyana. If you have a ketana that didn't even say any words of miyana, she didn't say ef she diploini bali, she didn't say anything. The Yom Devinistis, and then she got married to someone else. Ooh. Mishum Rebuta Ben Meseira Omru Nisiyahu Hein Hein Mi Uneha. Actions speak louder than words. The fact that she went and left Yankov, didn't say a word. She goes next door to Beryl and says, Beryl, I'm willing to be married to you. And Beryl says, oh, that's wonderful. Here's a ring, and we're going to have Nisuin tomorrow, etc., etc. Just doing those actions, that in itself is a form of mian. So you don't have, again, the rules and regulations regarding mian are very, very liberal, if you will. Right. You do not have to have a formal document. You don't have to have formal language. You just have to indicate by your words or actions that I'm out of here, and that's what you have.
It's sort of like to accommodate the infantile behavior of the girl. She's under 12.
She's an infant. Right. That's the fact of the matter is that the Kedusha is just a Rabbanim.
Right.
Same Rabbanim said, even if she acts in an infantile manner, but she's entitled to.
No, but here, make it liberal so that she can express herself in whatever
in
form
any
she
way,
finds.
Form, exactly right.
But when she's going to the Aparion, then her actions are refuted by her words. Here, her actions. It feels asymmetrical here. That for Miun, we allow even an action contrary to what she's saying,
mm-hmm.
or speech contrary to what she's doing.
Yeah.
But in the case of Nisuin, just shouldn't say anything at all. It feels very asymmetrical.
See, it's just an action.
Right.
Action itself is a form of mian.
Right.
All the cases that we had before were that words have a din of mian, regardless of what the setting happens to be, whether it's in that period, whether it's in Chenveni, whether it's in Orchen. Her statement is
so just based off what we just covered. So after, let's say, 3 years of living with the husband,
Yanko
she could just leave and go to someone else.
Exactly.
Be like,
can you imagine? Can you imagine?
That's
the beauty of
him outrageous.
That's the beauty of him to say the statement that her actions speak out of the words. What happens if she didn't go somewhere else for Nisuin, but only for Eirisin? In other words, she accepted a ring from a second husband. Is that also enough for a form of mian that we see from her actions? She's out of the first marriage. It's word for word the same as the previous brisa, except the previous brisa said v'omda v'nisis. Here we're saying v'omda v'niskatcha. Again, Mishum Rebutabim Seder, Omri Kibishel, Hein Hein Miunel, Ein Echanami, the same Rebutabim Seder we just had a moment ago, that said Nisuin is a Mion, Kiddushin is a Mion. If she takes now a ring from somebody else, that means that she ma'enes against the first husband. Eboilu, Pligi Rabbana Leid Rebutabim Seder, Oilai, does everybody agree with Rebutabim Seder? Or in fact, is there a Machlekes? And Imtim Tulim, Pligi, Bikiddushin, Oyafil Benisuin, if they do have a Machlekes, do they only argue by Kiddushin or even by Nisuin? Do we follow the Rebbe Meseir? Do we follow the Chacham? Is it Nisuin? Or Afilu B'Kiddushin? Is the Halacha like him only by Nisuin, where she goes to the final consummation of a new marriage that really speaks loudly, she's not interested in the first husband? Or would you say, Afilu B'Kiddushin, even just taking the ring, that's already enough of a statement? So we have all of these questions. Tarshema, Amr Yudah Mishmul, Halacha, Kereb Yehudim, Ben Beseira. Number one, I learned from that Halacha Mechlal, the plea that in fact the Rabbanim do argue, and as well, although it doesn't say the Fevish in the Gemara, both Rashi and Tosis learn that in fact it's not only by Nisuin, but it's even by Kiddushin, just accepting a ring from someone else. If you want to see, Tosis says it clearly, the third Tosis, Toshma Rem Yiram Shmuel, Alachim Yidim Abseira, the Akulukar, in Akiddushin, Bein Anisuin, Kharbarbanam Pliga Le Afilab Nisuin. So therefore, we've answered all of the questions that we raised. Number one, yes, there is a machloikis. Number two, the machloikis applies not only by Nisuin, but also by Kiddushin across the board. And number three, and we pass the community member say that both by Kiddushin and by Nisuin, in all cases where her act speaks loudly that she's not interested in the first husband, because she either accepts the kest of Kiddushin from the new husband, or she goes further, she accepts Nisuin from the next husband to the second husband, that already says, I'm not interested, and it's an effective niyah.
Why is halacha like rebuke of the Masera if the Rabbana or the majority say otherwise?
You are right that typically Yochel v'Rab Maloch k'Rab. However, this is a general rule that has so many exceptions that there are far more exceptions than there are the rule itself. In other words, it's not a rarity that you'll find that the Paschim like the Yochel Maloch k'Rab.
In the case of this young woman who does Niyun, she now accepts Nisuin from someone else. If she decides the second husband is worse than the first, since she wasn't legally married, is it a Isser Machzor Bushaso?
We'll talk about that in the next Mishnah. Okay?
What does that mean?
We'll talk about that in the next Mishnah.
You usually can't remarry, go back to the first husband.
We'll back to that, yeah. I have another question. What was the nature of the first marriage against which she is being mimma enes? Is it talking about that there was previously a nisuin or just a kiddushin? In other words, we're saying that all of these actions, as opposed to words, were that she accepted a new kiddushin or a new nisuin from a new husband, and that speaks to the issue of Mion, she's my man, even though she didn't use the words EFG. But we see her actions speak louder than words. The question is, what was the first marriage? Was that a full Nisuin? And therefore, if she goes over to a new guy and she accepts a ring, that is a Mion on the first Nisuin. Oiduma, or maybe this only works when the original marriage is only a Shvacha marriage, it was only a Kiddusha. Then if she takes a ring from somebody else, that shows that she's not interested in the first one. But maybe it's not a case of Nisuin. Only by Kiddushin does this type of action speaking louder than words help. Toshima, let's try to bring it right. The Kalse the Avdon. Oh, that's Avdon we had a few days ago. Kalse means his daughters-in-law. Imrid, they were not happy with their husbands, and rumors got around in town, Imrid, that they were rebelling against their husbands. Shoder Rebbe Zuge Rabbanon of the Kinnah. So Rebbe sent a peer of Rabbanon to go and be bodek. What were they being bodek? Rashi says, whether they really meant it or whether they were willing to calm their fury and return to their husbands. Talk to Mara. Amri Lahu Nashi. Some women were standing there and talking to the Kalsi de Abdon and said to them, Kazu Gavraika Tikasa, oh, we just heard that your husbands are about to arrive back from wherever they were. Amri Lahu, so the Kalsi de Abdon responded to their lady friends, Mehavi Gavraika Ditchu, Halavai, you should take them for husbands. Instead of telling us the good news that your husbands are returning, maybe you can keep them for husbands instead of sending them back to us. So what does that indicate? Omer Rebbe, you don't need any clear words than those. It's explicit as it gets. My love, Abin Asiva. Are we talking about the fact that Kalsi the Abdul were ready binisun? So we see that you don't have to say the direct words efshi bibali. It's enough to go and use these words that are also pretty clear. Alibi, you should keep my husband. Oh, so you see from that, my love, Dabin Asiva, aren't we talking about that she was previously a suah? And therefore we can answer our question. They were only Eris and there was only Kiddushin. And therefore we have no raya to the Gemara's question if there would be a previous Nisuin. That even if we're talking about that the first marriage was a Nisuin, And they didn't use clear cut efshi bibali. She just rather said, halavai, it's your husband. Or if she took a kesef kedushin from a new husband, all of those which the Mefarshim called a miyun kal, a low-level form of miyun. Simple miyun, very good. Simple miyun. It also works. You don't need any formalistics. You don't have to hire a lawyer. You don't have to prepare documents. You don't have to say a special text. Anything and everything that sounds like miyun is effective to terminate that first marriage. Rashi said, as we said before, that this nemiftekinu was to see whether they are still forceful about their intention to leave their husband. However, the Oruch Haner says perhaps that's not the pshat, but rather, as you recall, back on Kuf Hei Amid Beis, Avzan had an altercation with Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, as you recall, was somewhat stout or corpulent, and therefore he walked slowly to be able to sit down at the shir by Rebbe. We had this in Kuf Hei Amid Beis. And Avdon was critical and says, "Mi hu zeh shemefaseya al roshi am kodesh? Who's the one that is walking slowly and delaying the shir and causing everybody to have to move so he can get through?" So he was a little critical of Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi. And then ultimately a Yevoma came in front of Rebbe and said, "I'd like to go and engage in chalitza." And Rebbe said, "Avdon, why don't you go out and find out whether or not this young lady already has shtei sa'arois, so that she's already a gedola for purposes of engaging in chalitza." Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, "No, it's not necessary, because we paskin like my father, Rabbi Yossi." And Rabbi Yossi says that the din of chalitza applies even by ektana. As soon as he said that, said Rabbi, "Stop the tracks, kvar hoyre zaken, Avdon, come back in." Now it's Avdon who's the one that's causing the delay in the shir, and he's mefasei al am kodosh, as we had the whole discussion. The Gemara says at the end that Avdon was punished for his impertinent relationship or criticism of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, and it says three things happened to him right before the wide lines of Kuf Hei Amud Beis. Avdon became a mitzayra. Tovish Nebon of his two sons drowned. And his two kalois, meaning his two daughters-in-law, they were ma'anois against their husbands. Says the Oruch Haner, what's the pshat in these three punishments? Nitzareya Avdon, said already Rashi, because he was motzi, not motzi laz, Rashi says, oincho shaloshin hara, his negoyim. This is not Lashon Hara the way we usually think of Lashon Hara, that you're telling gossip about somebody else, but the fact that he spoke poorly, derisive, in a mocking, denigrating way to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, that's the Lashon Hara, and therefore he got his negoyim. Why Tovish Nevanov, says Aruch Lenev, because the Gemara says in Masechtas Shabbos, Haim Man Derochim Rabban, a person who respects and loves Talmid Chacham, Havin Leibonim Rabban, he'll be Zoicha that his children should be Talmid Chacham. Since obviously he did not show respect to Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, that Nebuchadnezzar's children did not become Talmid Chacham, they passed away. And finally, Me'anu Shtei Chaloisev. What's in Me'anu Shtei Chaloisev? Here, Rebbe was looking for someone to be Bodei to see whether the Yevoma that came in front of him was already a Gedola. Until Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, no, it's not necessary. Even a Ketana can go and do the trick. So the Lashon that Rebbe said to Avdon was, about 10 lines before the white lines, Amalei Rebbe to Avdon, Poik Bodka, go and check it out. And Rashi said Bodka is to go and see whether she was ready in Meviyash Dei Saris, where she already had the two Saris. Says the Aruch Haner, that's the pshat in the Gemara here in Kuf Ches. Not like Rashi says that the Bedika was determined whether they are still Oymed Bimordayu, that they still want to rebel and be Me'enis against their husbands, but rather that Bedika was to determine whether they are still Kitanois, whether they can be Mema'anois. Because if they already have Shtei Sarois, it's already too late. They're already Gedolos. Therefore, this Bedika is the Mida Kineg and Mida Kineg and the other Bedika. Here, the Bedika was to determine they had Shtei Sarois, whether they're old enough to engage in Chalitza. Here's the other way around. Are they too old that they can no longer engage in Mida? So that's the Mida Kineg and Mida, says the Aruch Haner. And therefore he disagrees with Rashi what the Bedika was for our Gemara. Talk Gemara right. Reb Lezer, Ima, others are going to Reb Lezer. What does he say in the Mishnah? He says that even though they have this Kedushim with the Rabbanon, but Ein Masa Ketana Klum, to the extent that Abasi saw the koyim leitoichel betruma, Abasi koyim leisrael toichel betruma, like we had in the Mishnah. Is Omer Rav Yehuda Mishmul Chazania called Tzadodi Chacham. I went around and did kind of a poll on all the Chacham. Lemetzasi Adam Shishum Bedoysim Betanik Abloza. I only found someone Mashmidoysim. Mashmidoysim means that he makes sure that all of the facts are all on the same level, they're all equal, and he doesn't make any distinctions, but rather they're all one in one theme, in one approach, one direction, like Reb Lezer. The way Reb Lezer looks at this Kiddushe Kitana Al Yedei Ima or Achia, it's Kitelis Ima Bechatz, as if the Chos and Kala, the married couple, married in the Jabbanim for the mother, as if they're walking together on a gingerly walk in the Chatzim. They met as Michaikot, and then after that they live together. And the Tevelis, she goes to the Mikveh to Toivel. The reason why she goes to Mikveh to Toivel is because in the Torah it says that a woman that lives together with her husband, automatically after the Tashmish, she has to go and Toivel. The Oicheles Betruma, and she can eat Truma Be'erev at night, just like we had in the first Mishnah, Masechtas Brachos. What does he mean to say? She was a Bas Koyim. The husband was a Yisrael. Nevertheless, even though they were intimate with one another, since it's Rabbanon, she did not lose her status as a Bas Koyim, and she continued eating Truma at night. Tanya Rebeleza Oimer, Ein Mas Ketana Klum. The Masa of this Ketana through the mother or through the older brother, punished. And therefore, not only can she continue eating truma like we said, but the ain bala zakoi, so mitziyasa, he doesn't get her mitzias. Vay masiyadea, not in her income stream. Vay mafaris adarei, he can't be made for nidarim. The ain a yorusha, if chas v'shom she passed away, no yorusha. Ain metamla, he's not metamla. Kloli shel dover, ain a kiisha l'chol dover. It's zero. Ella, the only thing that makes her into a wife, shetricha miyot. Besides that, no indicia, no halachas of being married, Mr. and Mrs. Yeah, the only thing is she needs me. Rabbi Shoimer, Baal is a koi mitziyah, so no, it's a full-fledged marriage. He gets the mitziyah, umas yedem, umas yedayim, before it's right, he can be made for the darm. Biyarshi, doz yashem, tamaloi ki bim, tamater, kol isha dover, ki ishtu v'chol dover, ela, shioitze b'miyon. So therefore, we have a major machlokes between Reb Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. According to Reb Lezer, she's not an isha, a married woman at all. Only thing is, yeah, she needs mia. Rabbi Yeshua, on the other hand, says she's a fully married lady, except she doesn't need a get; she only needs mia. Amar Rabbi Nirda Reb Lezer, Midir Rabbi Yeshua. I prefer Reb Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. Reb Lezer, he should be doisa biktan. He says it very clearly. Anything and everything, it's really not a marriage, with the one exception, tzricha mia. But otherwise, all the same. Rabbi Shua chilek, Rabbi Shua, whoever made a chilek. Frank Mara, my chilek, what chilek did Rabbi Shua make? Rabbi Shua said, Ishtu l'chol da'ava. Oh, Ishtu hi, tiboy get. She should require a get. If she's not a get to her eyes, a get to Rabbana. The fact that she doesn't need a get, that shows you Rabbi Shua is not mash v'midoysa. He doesn't put them all together on the same level, same package, because you see, he's machalik. For certain purposes, he says, full-fledged wife. The husband gets a mitzias and masi yadayim of first nedarim, blah blah blah. And by the way, Rashi says, Tosis says the same thing applies in their machlokes legabe whether or not she can go and eat truma. If you look at the fourth Tosis, kolovi shadova enik ishla chol dover. They now talk according to Reb Lezer. What means enik ishla? Lasu yivasi yisrael the coin loy choychal betruma. Vas coin yisrael choychal betruma. And since Rabbi Yeshua says ishla the chol dover, she can ibcha. If she's a Bas Yisrael Koyin, she can eat Truma. If she's a Bas Koyin Yisrael, she cannot eat Truma. Now the Truma that we're talking about is Truma Derabban. Because after all, Min HaToyda, there's no marriage over here. So to go and say that a Bas Yisrael marries a Koyin Derabbanon, that she should be able to eat Truma Deraisa, she can't. She's after all, Min HaToyda, she's not a married lady. The Derabbanon, she's married. Oh, so she can eat Truma Derabbanon, but not Truma Deraisa. Anyway, but we see, says the Gemara, that Rabbi Yeshua is chilek midoisa, and ishtu l'chol davar, but you only need miyun, you should need a get. So frank the mother of Blazer Nami, ilav ishtihi miyun nami leitaboy, what do you even need miyun for? So if you want an epis, you have to have elenachti tepuk, you should just leave without anything. If you want to call this sanctioned by the Rabbanan as a marriage, you have to have at least a minimal exit hatch. You can't just simply have one day that she does nothing. She has to do at least something, a dibur, an act, but you can't just say gudish. Reb Nezman Yaakovit, this was the final halacha in the Mishnah, and when we learned it, everybody's wondering, what does a blazer ben Yaakov mean? If you look back at the lashon of the Mishnah, called akavash imen ish, if the restraint, the holdback is because of him, give the ish, then they're like husband and wife. But if the holdback of the restraint has nothing to do with the husband, then it's like ena ishta. What does that mean? See, Mar has now two separate pshat. Zok tima. Hekidam akavash imen ish, or akavash ena men ish. Omer vira mishmul, tavua li nase, the omer machlis plagi bali, Zui Yaakovish Imen Ish. Machmas bin Yodim Shein Muganomi. Zui Yaakovish Enim Ish. You have this young lady who's married to Yankel Smith, mid Rabbanan, through the mother or through the older brother. Day, a month, a year, 3 years after they get married, again, she's still a Ktana, somebody says, I have a proposal for you. I have your resume nicely typed out. It's a picture, una picture. She looks at it. Very interesting. Who are you interested? What is her response? If her response is, I would be interested, but I'm a married lady, that's an akava shehi mino ish. The reason why she's restraining herself from considering that new shidduch is because of her husband, Hari Kishta, then she's considered to be like the wife.
But she's not restrained. She could leave if she wants.
Exactly, exactly.
But of course she can, but we're talking about did she or did she not. If the only statement that she made on the record, she didn't say EF she be bali, she didn't go and drop down from the royal steed, she didn't go and tell the Orchim, I can't stand my husband. None of these things occurred. The only thing that we know is someone gave her a shidduch resume. She looked at it. She said, it's interesting, but I am a married lady. That means that they are still married and there was no miyun involved. However, if she looked at that resume and she says, it's interesting, but I think he's too old for me. I think he's too young for me. I think he's too much of a scholar. I don't think he's scholarly enough. He has too much money. He doesn't have enough money. Other reasons, she says, he's too tall. I'm too short. I'm too tall. He's too short. If that's the reason that she's giving, that means otherwise she would consider the shidduch. That's an akava she'ena mina ish, and that would be a form of niyun. She's saying, I am willing to consider other shidduchim. This resume doesn't do it. Bring me a resume of another young man. And that's all the Gemara is saying. Getting back to our Gemara again. If the Vilinose, they asked her, do you want to get remarried? The Omer, she says, Mach was playing Bali. I can't. I'm married. So Yaakov is in Shimina Ish. And therefore, since it's Shimina Ish, the Mishnah said, it's Kili Ishtoi. Then they're husband and wife. If the reason why she says, I'm not interested, is Machmas bin Yodim Shenim Ugodli, I don't think that these people are really my type. It's not appropriate. Oh, the Yaakov Shenim Ish. Otherwise, if it would be an appropriate person, she would consider it. So then it's a simon that she's not married, and that would be a form of Yun. That's Pshat number one, according to Yudhim Shmuel. Abai Barab, Yudhim Barab, and the Amri Tavayu, Nosin Lo, get the Yaakov Shimon Ish, who also became Yisrael, the Yasul Bekrevov, who apostle in Akuna. Eventually, that first marriage between the Katana and the young fellow that was set up by the mother or the older brother, eventually it terminated. If it terminated through a get, then the reason why they're no longer married is because of his actions. And his action was that he gave her a get. A get in the Rabbana, but a get nevertheless. As a result, now she's not allowed to marry any of his krovos. I'm sorry. He's not allowed to marry any of her relatives. And she's not allowed to marry any of his relatives. As a result of the get, she's now pasul from kahuna, meaning she's a grusha. Grusha de Rabbana. She is a grusha. On the other hand, Miana boy, if it wasn't a cover, she meant an ish. The cover was from her side. She was the one that severed the marriage. See, a cover, she ain't a ish. It's as if the first marriage never took place. Therefore, she's allowed to go, he's allowed to go marry her relatives. For instance, we know in the Torah, it says that you can't have brothers marrying the same lady. In other words, first, one lady was married to Yankel, and then Yankel goes and divorces her. She can't go and marry Beryl. She can't go and marry the Ashes Ach. She can't marry the brother of the original husband. And similar things, and the son, and the father. So there's immediate relatives.
Sister.
sister, but she couldn't marry the sister anyway for other reasons. Today, pride. Yeah, anyway. Vumatu Grace. Yeah, the Ibutaz be Kravov. Vulay Pasl Minakuna and doesn't pass the Kuna because it was only Mion. It's only Mion, it's as if nothing happened. Vumata Himutta Lay Pasl Minakuna. Freiti Moriyev, according to this second shot, that the Akobish Sha'inim in the Ish means that there was a Mion, and therefore she's Mutta Bekravisa, Himutar Bekravov, Lay Pasl Minakuna. Akhtanila, come on. We learned that in the next Mishnah. Where's the next Mishnah? The next line, as we'll see momentarily, Haman Enes Be'ish, if she gave Mion to her husband, on the other hand, Nosim Lo Get, if he gave her a Get, who was so you're telling me that that's the Pshat in Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that's the next Mishnah, which we're going to start in another 10 seconds or so. So, it seems to be repetitive then. If that's what Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, then why is the Mishnah repeating it again? So Gemara is not repeating it. It's Purusha Kama Farish. Reb Leizer ben Yaakov used these vague terms. Akavashi min ish, akavashi ain min ish. Zok the next Mishnah, starting in the Mishnah. Haman is be ish, humatu gavi sev, humatu gavi vav, pasu min akuna. You know why? Because it's an akava she'ena min ha ish. It's an akava from her side. It's kilein ishtai. It's as if they were never married. On the other hand, if the akava is min ish, not like yet, as if it was a regular, normal husband and wife situation. This, I think, addresses issues that were raised before by Ariel and others. Now, from here, continuing on into the Gemara, we're going to talk about a woman that had two separate events, and the question is, will the get go and take over the mian, or will the mian take over the get? You'll see what we're talking about momentarily. Nosla Get. Again, we're starting off with Arkitana, and she was married by the father, by the mother or by the older brother, and it's Kedushin Dirabanan. And unfortunately, this Kedushin did not last. She would have been interested in staying around. He wasn't interested. So Nosla Get, he gave her a get. After he gave her a get, and they were separated for some period of time, then he decided, you know what, I can't find any better. She wasn't so bad after all.
So it's a reconciliation?
Not a reconciliation, it's a remarriage. He takes her back, Bechazira, and he gave a new kesef kedushin. And we start the whole 9 yards. Now you say, what's your question?
So he's taking her back, she's still a katana? Or what is the difference if
she's
he takes her back when she's a katana, or he could take her back after she's...
He could take her back whenever he wants to.
We're
going to see. We're talking about that after that, this marriage also did not last, and then she was Mema'enis. Since she's Mema'enis, she's still a katana.
Reconciliation didn't last.
Can you imagine? It's unbelievable.
So people would learn from their
mistakes.
Young people.
Yeah, exactly. Very young people. Anyway, the point of all of this is initially Nosam Laget, and then Nechzira, and then he took her back. Again, with the Maisa Kedushin, soon, whatever it was. And now, Mian Abayan, and now she refuses to continue with him. Venisis La'acher, and now she got married to somebody else. Now, what are we getting into? What we're getting into is what we spoke about, you asked before, and Daniel asked before, the case of Machzik Grushosai Mishenisis.
He just touched that?
Exactly, that's what we intend doing. When a husband and wife get divorced, and
yes,
assuming we're not talking about a koyin, after the divorce is over, anytime he and she can have a reconciliation and have a new marriage. Nothing's stopping them from remarrying. Unless she married somebody else in between.
Right.
So she was initially married to Yanko Smith. And the Yanko Smith marriage did not last. He gave her a get. If she doesn't marry anybody else, he can take her back.
Right.
She has to agree. Fine. On the other hand, if in the meantime she went and married Beryl Jones, and that marriage didn't work out, and then he and she say, let's get back together, Yanko Smith, the original husband, then that's already osur. He cannot take her back. The original husband cannot go and take her back as a wife a second time if she got married in between. That's what we call machzir grushosai. He takes back his grusha. Mishenisis, after she already became a missus to somebody else.
What's a scenario where the husband lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yamav?
That's what he... And she rapes her.
That's an oinus mafata situation.
That's the only situation.
Yeah, that's then he's stuck against his will, whether he likes it or not. But it's not against her will.
She wants out.
Yeah. Anyway, we're getting back to our Gemara. So it says now in our Mishnah, Nosel again. He gave her a get. Now, had he not taken her back, and she went and married somebody else, like it says in the Mishnah, Mrs. Le'acher, and it's Alma and it's Karsha, then he wouldn't be able to take her back, because after all, that's the din of Master Rishos and Mishnahist. The Rabbanan, but the Mice, it's Master Rishos and Mishnahist. However, what she did was, and what he did was, after the get, Hechziri, he took her back. And this second marriage did not last. Mianabai, there was Mion now. Oh, so now what the question is, if she marries somebody else, which she did, and this is Le'ach, but it's Armel Nesgarsha, and now the first husband wants to take her back again. If you focus on the get, I can't. Machzor Rishos HaMishnah says it's awesome. If you're focusing on the Mion, I would say, Mion, nothing ever happened. It's as if they were never husband and wife. Kila Eina Ishtai. If they were never married, then he can go and take her back. So which one, yes or no? So if the Mishnah Mutar is Lachzor, right? What's the reason why? Because the Mion supersedes the original get, even though these were two separate marriages. Nevertheless, the Mion shows and identifies her as a Ketana, who is able to get out of marriages as a Ketana through Mion, and therefore the get that was there before becomes retroactively meaningless. On the other hand, what's the other way around? What happens, again, the first marriage was Mian Aboy ended, she was Mima Enes. Mechzira, and he took her back. And now Noson lo get, and now he gave her a get. Ooh. And now this lachan, now she got married to somebody else. It's out of the sky. And she wants to go back to the original husband. Asura lachsaloi. Then she's awesome. Because the get now overpowers and supersedes the miyun. So it's always, we look at the last thing that happened. The most current affairs. If the most current affairs are that the last thing that happened was a miyun, the miyun causes like an annulment, if you will, of the original get, and then she could remarry the first husband, even though she was married subsequently in between to somebody else. However, if it was Mion first and then there was a get, sorry, she can't go back to the first husband. It's a machzik rishos mishnah. That's the first case in the Mishnah. Continues on in the Mishnah. Zeh haklal, I'll give you the general rules, which is basically a repetition. Get achamio and asur lachzalei. Because the get is what the final current affairs. Marsh enke miun achar get mutaz lachzalei. Then she's allowed to go back. Now, why does the Mishnah have to go and say zeh haklal? Because zeh haklal is going to introduce to us the next case, that what happens if she married multiple times? Doesn't she learn her lesson? So what does it say in the Mishnah? Ha-me'enes be'ish. She first was me'enes against husband number one. V'nis is li'acher. And now she goes and marries husband number two, the girsha. And she got a get from husband number two. Now, if she wants to go back to the first husband, there wouldn't be a problem. Because it was only mion. And we just said mion is nothing, and therefore you could take her back. But she wasn't interested in marrying husband number one. She went now li'acher to husband number three, u'mion aboy. And now she's menace against him. Obviously, she's the lektana. See, if you look at the Rashi on the third line, la'acher umianaboy, kolaymach husband is this lishlishi, to a third husband, umianaboy. And then continues the Mishnah, and now li'acher, to a fourth husband, the girsha, and there was a get from that fourth husband. And the Aleph of the Bach adds that there was after that a fifth husband, and then there was miyun. So it kept on going from Mion to get, to Mion to get, to Mion to get, multiple husbands. And mind you, she's still a Ketana. She hasn't gotten to Gedolah yet. You'll recall Beishami, when not happy, he says, Shloi Benois Yisrael Hefka, we can't have girls in and out, in and out, in and out. But Beishami disagreed. Beishami said, you can go marry multiple times as a Ketana. So we had the Mishnah yesterday. So this is going according to Beishami. So Zerakla, what's the rule? Since we had multiple husbands and multiple contemplations of reconciliation, each husband we look on his own. If he gave a get to her, even though subsequently she married somebody else and there was a mian, that has nothing to do with him, then that's the other guy. And therefore, if he wants to take her back, he can't take her back because it was Achsigirushosai. He gave a get. On the other hand, if that husband gave a miun, there's no grushosai, it was miunoi, if you will, and if we can, take her back. What do we see from that last case in the Mishnah? that here we don't say that the miyun of a subsequent husband is mevatel the get from a previous husband. Or we don't say a get from a subsequent husband is mevatel the miyun from a previous husband. Each husband goes on his own. And the Gemara therefore feels that we have now an internal inconsistency in our Mishnah. What's the internal inconsistency? Zokti Mara, Alma Osim Min Umavatal Get. In the case where we were talking about the same Yankel Smith first giving a Mion, she gave the Mion. And then after that, he gave her a Get the second time around. Or vice versa, if the first time was a Get, and then subsequently he married her a second time and there was a Mion. Zokti Mara, Alma Osim Min Umavatal Get. And therefore, even though subsequently she married somebody else, now she wants to return to the first husband. The first person gave her a get. Yeah, but since the second time with the first husband there was a miyun, the miyun is mavatal to get, and she's able to return to the first husband. Also, I see a miyun can be mavatal to get. For a minute, let's look at the second set of cases in our Mishnah. Hamenes v'ish v'nisus li'acher v'girsha. Li'acher u'mienaboy. Li'acher v'girsha. That's the final case of our Mishnah. Ze'ah kal kosher yotzim mena beget. If the husband from whom she severed the relationship, she left with a get, asur lasala, she cannot return to it. Even though in the meantime she married another husband with whom she had, which to whom she gave miyun. On the other hand, the husband to whom she gave miyun, mutaras lasala. Almaloy asim miyun de chavre ubatal gitu didei. Why don't we go and say that since marriage number two to the second husband ended in miyun, let's be mavato the get from husband number one. So that if and when she marries now a third husband, which ends up with a divorce, or she becomes an almana, she could even return to the first husband that first husband gave her a get, because the get should have been bottled through the miyun that she had with husband number two. So basically what the Gemara is asking is a simple question. And that is, if you're talking about the same husband, the same Yankel Smith, initially married this young lady, Ketana, and he gave her a get, under normal circumstances, he would not be able to go and take her back if she married to somebody else in between. But no, before she got married to somebody else. You know what happened? She remarried Yankel Smith. And this time the marriage ended with a miyun. And now she marries somebody else. That marriage terminates, becomes a gerusha or an almana. She is allowed to go back to the first husband, because the second miyun was mavatal the first get. Right? That's what we learned in the Mishnah. So miyun can mavatal again. Yet when we have a series of husbands, 5, 6, 7 husbands, even though the first marriage terminated with a get, the second marriage terminated with a miyun, now she marries again somebody else. We're talking about multiple husbands, right? First husband, get. Second husband, miyun. Third husband, get. Now she wants to go back to the original first husband. She can't. She had a get from that first husband. That's what it says in the Mishnah. She's a grusha, master grusha, so Mishnah is prohibited. Why? Since from the second husband she got a miyun, why don't they go and say that the miyun of the second husband goes and washes away and annuls the get of the first husband, just like we said in the earlier case in the Mishnah, that when the same husband first gave a get, and then subsequently was the subject of a miyun, that miyun washes away the get. Why don't we say that the same thing by multiple husbands, that the subsequent...
is contaminated by multiple husbands. It's obvious. What is the same man? What is the same man?
So you want to distinguish between one man and multiple husbands.
Exactly.
Your teretz is the teretz of Rava. But we're not up to the end. That's the Gemara's kasha. Alma osi mina mevatel get. I see that the mian of the same husband is mevatel get. Or a mini, a menes be'ish, and this is liach v'gish. Liach u'mina mer. Liach v'gish. Zeh kol kosh yotze. I mean, beget, asura, lachsalei. The mian of the teretz, lachsalei. Alma li osi mian v'chabrei. I see that the mian of the second husband is not mevatel gitta didei, the get of the first husband.
Right.
Why not? Om Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel, Tavra, Misha Shonazul, Leishonazul. I have no other way of explaining our Mishnah. Mm-hmm. I have to say that it's fact that it's a machloikis. The first man in the Mishnah says, and me and can the mevatel get, and the second man yama says, no. However, Rabbi said, you don't have to go so far. You can say like Barry said, who might kush, I don't say what the kash is. But then me and the day mevatel get didei, the same individual who gave originally a get, since they remarried, and since that marriage terminated with a miyun, that miyun washes away the original get. Miyun de chabrei la mevatel get to the day. But the miyun of somebody else, right? That was your text. Exactly. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Frank Gemara, umayishna miyun de chabrei la mevatel get to the day. Why do we say the miyun of the second chabrei, of the second husband, is not mevatel get of the first husband? You know why? I'll explain to you. Mitzat ikra din, really the miyun should go and be mavatal, even though it's the get of the other hal. Why? Because I did the makeres, but he made moisav. Ozel meshabish umaisi lo. Ah, what do you want me to say over here? Yes. We're concerned over here about potential hanky-panky. What do we mean about hanky-panky? She was originally married to the first husband. And the first husband, things didn't work out, he gave her a get. Then she married somebody else. So everybody says, oh, okay, it's too late, you can't take her back. Last week, she was in existence, you gave her a get. You know, I have a good idea. He goes and goes back to the original wife. He's not going to say anything because the second husband is watching, you know, stay away. And he does remizoisev akritoisev, what we call winking, moving eyes and nose.
Nonverbal communication.
Nonverbal communication! Exactly. She knows exactly what he means, that he's interested in going.
Yeah, but he gave her a guess.
Ah, so you know what he says? He doesn't say anything. Nonverbally, he says to her, I want you to be ma'enis against this new husband. And since we learned that Neon can wash away a get, I got a perfect solution. You'll be ma'enis against husband number two. That marriage will not only annul that marriage, that Neon, but it'll annul the previous, because that's what we said in the Mishnah, that a subsequent Neon can go and wash away a get. Ah, since it's as if we never have a get, they'll be back together again. Ah, what? Isn't that a great idea? Chum were nervous about that. Chum said, that's why we're not going to allow it. The reason we're not going to allow it is exactly. You know why we don't allow that mian? Because since she recognizes his winking and her non-verbal signals, ozel mishabish, what she might do is she might be enticed to go back to the first husband, and therefore umaisi lo, and he will take her back after she's ma'enis in husband number two. So if that's the problem, says Imara, then Oybazoi Mion Diday Nami Loy Levato Giti Diday. Why don't we say the same cheshbin by the first case of the Mishnah? What was the first case of the Mishnah? You had a husband and wife, Genaktana, and he gave her a get. Subsequently, he went and remarried her with Mion, and remarried her as a Ktana. Then that marriage did not last. This time it wasn't he that broke it by doing get. Yeah. It was she that broke it. Did Mion. We said now Mishnah. That's fine. Then she could go back to him even if she remarried somebody else. Zokti Mora, why don't we say here too? Don't allow her to go get married back to her original husband. The Aidi Makeres Verizoisu Kitsoisu Ozul Mishabishu Maisila. What might happen is, guess what? When she's married now to that second husband, the first husband wants her back, he'll do the same winking to her, the same non-verbal communication, and she'll be enticed to go back to the first marriage, and again she'll be mama'edis against the second husband. So I'm not worried that this mian should go and annul a previous get. I already have the annulling by her own mian of the previous get. But the point is, what have I accomplished by distinguishing between the one mian being mavatal the get of her own husband by having been married twice, and therefore the mian is mavatal get, or that the mian by a second husband is mavatal the get of the first husband? There's no practical distinction. The distinction you wanted to make is that we don't want to allow for a situation where she goes back to the original husband because of the remizoisav and kritzoisav. Here too, even after twice having been married to the first husband, if he tries to endear himself to her through non-verbal communications, through the winking, etc., then he might entice her to come back. So what have we? What's the distinction between one case and the other? Says Gemara, no. That is not a good kasha, because hakvar shibsha leishbisha. Meaning, in the case of the two separate husbands, where the first husband gave a get, she married now the second husband, and now the first husband wants her back. He'll do the winking, so she's ma'enis against that second husband, and she'll come back to the first husband. Good chance he will be able to convince her, because she may have wanted the first marriage all along. It's he that gave the get, and therefore he messed up by giving the get. He now thought about his actions.
And he's jealous now of the second guy.
He's jealous, and he realized that the pastures are not greener elsewhere, right. That it's a pretty slim pickings, and he wants her back. So that's what he does, this remember thing. Here in the second case that we're talking about now, where she was already married to the first husband once and there was a get, then they remarried, and this time she went out and she was memanet, and she says, I can't stand them any longer. And now she marries the second husband. So the first husband is going to say, I regret my actions, and try to entice her to come back. She's not going to come back anymore. Hakvar Shibsha, he already enticed her once to remarry,
right.
And she wasn't convinced. You see, she was memanet.
Exactly.
He burned his bridges, and therefore... with
gave her debt, and then she burned it from her side.
Exactly. She's obviously not interested. He did a reconciliation. Oh, I beg you, please, Nancy, come back. And all that. And she agreed to it, and then 3 days later, 3 months later, she regretted it, and she managed. He can do all the kritzoisim with the non-verbal communication. Maybe if he takes out a couple of green papers. But that's not what we're discussing. We're just talking about interim. Okay. Zokti Gemara. So therefore, we have distinguished nicely between one case and the other. Here the Mian does Mevatel, and here the mean is not Mevatel. If I have a kasha, I'm going to ask another kasha from Chaver on Chaver. What means Chaver on Chaver? Miana boy vehzira noson laget v'nisli acher v'nis armala oynis kasha asura lachsuloi. So what was the case over here? Miana boy, she was mamenis against her first husband. Vehzira, he took her back. Noson laget, he gave her a get. In other words, this is the reverse of the case we were talking about before. First it was Mian, and then there was Get. So the Get will overtake and supersede the original Mian, and therefore she's the Grusha.
It's the same guy in this case.
Same guy. This is Acher, now she went to marry.
Guy number two.
But it's Alan's Kasha. And she wants to go back. I said, last way, Mishnah says she can't go back. Why? Because Machs Grusha said Mishnah is her first husband. The final steps, the final current events, current affairs.
Makat Patish was a Get.
Makat Patish was a Get. Good. So it's only mashma that the reason why she can't go back to the first husband is because the second marriage terminated, either because she became an almana, she became a widow. When Niskarsha, she became a divorcee. Exactly right. You're so helpful. Hamiana, what would happen if the second marriage ended in Mir? Oh, then maybe Mutaris Lachsalar. Then maybe she could go back after all. So if that's the case, Alma Osim Min the Chabrei, about to get to the day. So we see that Min the Chabrei can be Mevatel, the original get. Because the only case that the Mishnah says that you can't get back together is because the second marriage terminated with an Almana or Grusha situation. Why didn't say they terminated with a Mion situation? Because if it was a Mion, she would be able to go back to the first husband. Break the morning mini, I'll ask you a kasha from the other case. Hamamenes, Be'ish, Benissus, Liacha, Be'ish, Liacha, Rominabai. Zeaklal, because you also meant to be get, that's through Lachsalai. But Mion, which is Lachsalai. As the Gemara said before, you see the Mian of the Chaver cannot be Mavatal the get of the other husband. It's got to be from the same husband get and then subsequent Mian. The Mian could be Mavatal or can annul it, but not from another guy. But here you're telling me in this earlier case that we just quoted that the Mian could be Mavatal. Why? Because we're saying that the second husband's marriage only terminated with a divorce or with an almana situation. Now, if someone passed away, why don't we talk about a Mion situation? Because a Mion situation, you'd be able to go back to the original husband. So we see Mion de Chavrei can be Mevatel the Get D-Day, and here we're saying that the Mion de Chavrei cannot be Mevatel the Get D-Day.
That was just an inference, that wasn't explicit.
True, and Yimora holds that it's sufficient for a Kasha. Omer, Blazer, Tava, Mishishonazul, Leishonazul. You're right, these are two separate Mandiyamim. One holds that one can, I know, the other one holds it can, I don't know. Ulomar, he's going to shushu begitten. It's talking about, like we had in our Mishnah, that she married several times. 3 times she got a get from 3 separate husbands. Now the Gemara doesn't say it's like a chazaka, but the Gemara says the mechazik igdoila, that she's gone through so many getten that people are convinced she must already be bas mitzvah. How is it possible for a young girl to have so many getten? So must be that she must already be older. And even if it's not Mechazia, it has the appearance Kigdoyla. Therefore, once you got all these getten, and it looks like Kigdoyla, then the Mian cannot go and supersede it and cannot annul. Even though it's not Ikra, then it could. But just the appearance is such that she looks like Kigdoyla, and therefore the Mian cannot go and wash it away. So now, Mantana. What is this Mantana going on? Rashi's Mantana is going on the Mishishonazu, Loishonazu. Remember, most of the discussion has been according to the second man, the Yomar, that keeps on saying, no, there's a difference between the Mion de Chavrei, or the Get the D-Day, etc. Here we're going back on the Mandiyama that said each time Tavra Misha Shanazu Loi Shanazu Mantana. Where do we find this Mishanazu Loi Shanazu? Amravira Amarav Maydechsev Chaba Pasik in Eicha Nebuch Meimenu Bechesef Shasino Eitzenu Bemechir Yavoyim. The Pashup Shad in this Pasik is that things became so distressed under the Romans, under the other governments that were giving us tzuris, that Memenu, our own water that we had, Bechasav Shasina, we had to go and pay for that water. Eitzena, for our own hosts, for our own wood, the Mechir Yavayu. We can only use it by going and paying for it. Can you imagine? It belongs to me, it's my Mayim, it's my Eitzim, and I have to go and pay the government for my own Mayim and Eitzim. What is this referring to? So the Gemara says we're not referring to Mayim and referring to Eitz, we're referring to Limud HaTorah, because the Gemara says Ein Mayim Ela Torah. Hoy kol tzamei lechula moyim, whoever is thirsty should go and learn Torah. So Ein Mayim Ela Torah, and Eitz Chayim Hila Machzikim Ba. So Eitz also is referring to Torah, and therefore says the Gemara, Shasa Sakana. Shasa Sakana means that the Romans, whoever, whichever government was in charge, did not allow people to learn Torah. That's why Rabbi Kiva, as you know, was put in jail, like we learned a couple of days ago. People ask this question. What's this question? First one, the marriage terminated with a get. And the second one terminated with me. Oh, can she go back to the first husband? Do we say, or do we say no, that the second Mian washed away the get? So in other words, it's the very Shaila we've been talking about. We said in the Mishnah clearly that if it's the same husband, get, and then Mian, the Mian supersedes the get. She's now considered to be a Mian lady, and she'd be able to go back subsequently if she remarried to somebody else in between. However, we're asking now if there are multiple husbands. First one, get. Second one, Mian. Third one, get. Fourth, Mian. Can she go back to the Baal again? Because there was a Mian in between from a Chava, from someone else. To find out the answer, they had to get a special Shliach to ask Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was not around. Where was Rabbi Kiva? He was in jail. So they sent somebody with 400 zuz. Perhaps he needed some of the money to go and bribe the guards or whatever, right, the prison warden. The shoulders are became a basis of the Osar, and he said, "No, no good. The Mian of the Chaver is not Mavatel, the get of the first one." And then they sent him off as a Rebuta and Beseda, Benetzivin, like we had in Seda, Atam Netzivin, Mitzidoska, Mitzuda, Prusa Yushalayim. The Osar, and he Asar. This, says Rashi, is Rav. Rav says that's Pshat in the Tanakama, that only the Mian of the same guy can mavatel the get of that same husband. However, a Mian of the second husband cannot be mavatel the first husband. That's the Tanakama of our mission. That's Umar of Yudam Rav, and the reason why he brought that pasuk in Eicha is to say that we wanted to go and learn Meimenu, learn our Torah. We had to go and pay for it. We had to go and pay this guy 400 zuz to go and get the answers. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef, however, disagrees with Rav, even though Rav is typically an Amoira. Rashi says this is one of those rare cases that Rav Tanahu Palik, we can deem him to be the Tanakam of our Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef, Lezulo Yitzrachnu. No, that was not the Shaila that they asked Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yudim Seder. Because there's no question that the subsequent Mion of the second husband is Mevatel the get of the first husband. Why? Because Madach, the Issacharis Hitarta, we know that Mion is Mavatel the Issacharis. Issacharis means that she's no longer an Eishes Ish. We could even talk about theoretically Skila, but of course this is talking about Iktan. So it means the normal case of Eishes Ish, where there would be a case of Aloch of Kares. So as a result of Mion, that you're Matir. The Issalav like Koshkein, the Issalav of Machsu Kishosim Mishanissis, which is only allowed, it's Ishkakoris. So Chavada, that the Mian is going to go and wash that away.
But she's not really married. She can do Mian, she's not really married. It's not Ishkakoris if she's not really married. If with a word. With
I understand exactly what you're saying. Look at Rashi, the Ishkakoris. Rashi is about 10 lines.
Isser Ishish.
Isser Ishish. Hifkata Mimenev Loyet. Just by going and saying Mian, poof, no more Ishish. Alma Imasa Shalaklum. So we see that this whole Maisa condition is nothing. So that's the Hislis Alav, the Machsu Shos, but the Koshkin, it is nothing. The Golidiktani, even though he gave a get, But it's worthless. You're telling me that masik tan
is
nothing.
The get is something, the difference is it's other, and the husband gave the get.
Sure.
So it's his machzer, his grusha, he's a gadol, he's right. Not a katana.
For sure.
His masa is halachic binding.
True.
So it feels like it's not symmetrical.
But the masa is he's married to a katana where her marriage to him is midrabban, it's not midirais. So Gemara is assuming, therefore, that the whole thing is midrabbanon. He has no right to go and take her in marriage because there's no father. She's just a ketana.
Right.
It's only midrabbanon. So the get that he's giving is a get rabban. So this get rabbanon takes away any isra ishis ishter rabbanon, any isra karis rabbanon.
He's asking, is there isra karis rabbanon?
It's the parish of karis. So if that's the case, it's certainly going to be matir and machzik yushasa midrabbanon. It's koshke. So baram, so what was this shayla? So what we see is that Rabbi Yossi holds that yes, the miyun of a second husband can be mavatal the get of a first husband, and that's the machloikis that the Gemara said before, according to the first shita, and now according to before the Yehuda Mishmuel, and now it was Ula or someone else, Reb Lezer probably.
What does Rabbi Akiva say?
One second, we'll get that in a moment. So Reb Lezer, Tavra Mishishon Azulay Shonaz. In fact, there's a machloikis in the Mishnah. One man the Yoma holds that the me and the Chavre is not Mavatal Geti Day, and the other man the Yom holds, no, me and the Chavre can be Mavatal Geti Day. So it's a machloek, that's the Mishishon Azulay Shonazu. And the whole reason why I brought Memein Bechesef Shasino to get our Mayim El Toira, we had to go and pay 400 Meyois Zuz. That was according to the original Pshat. Now Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says, I'll tell you what we asked Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseda. For Amkach Shualai, what did they ask him? A new issue that was posed. This is the question that they asked Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseda. And what was the question? They wanted to know whether you can undo a Maisa Shnia. What's a Maisa Shnia over here? We have over here a person who has an uncle, but it was a maternal uncle. Maternal uncle because it's the brother of his mother. That maternal uncle went and married a lady. Therefore, that lady to him, to the nephew, that's his maternal aunt. However, min ha-treira, that's not an issa erva, because it was a maternal relationship. If it would have been a paternal aunt, even though it's a tzigikim, even though it's not a natural born aunt, someone that married his father's brother, that would be minatoy. Chumim added, even if a young lady married the
maternal,
brother. Also, that's a din of shnia. Shnia means it's a rabbi. Okay, fine. Married. As a result, the fellow down below, the nephew, is certainly not allowed to go and marry her. Why can't he go and marry her? Because it's a shnia. Me divri sof. Good. Subsequently, the uncle died, and now she remarried the brother of this nephew, to whom there was no relationship whatsoever. And this girl that we're talking about happens to be this aunt, happens to be a ketan. And now the second marriage to the new brother that back Harihoisa Aishis Achi Imai was the wife of his maternal uncle. She Shniyalai, it's a Shniya to him, to the nephew. And then afterwards that marriage terminated. Minasa Achimi Aviv, and now this nephew's brother went and married that aunt. Was no problem with that because she wasn't an aunt to that brother. It was a me'achiv and not me'imoy. It was only half brothers. And the brother me'oviv married her. Umeis, and then that brother passed away. And now, therefore, his former aunt now falls to him li'ibam. Now, Avadi can go and be me'yavim her because it's a shnia. But I have a way to undo the shnia. Maushu tamayin hashta. Let the surviving brother, who would like to go and marry his former aunt, let him go and be ma'in. I'm sorry, not he. She. Thank you. She should go be ma'enis against her original husband. If she's ma'enis against the original husband, it's as if she was never married to that original husband. And therefore, the original marriage that she had to the uncle should also let the neon go and wash that away. As well, as if she was never married to him.
Is that original guy still alive? He.
Even if he is still alive.
Okay.
What's the din now? Hashta, ma'uchi to mine hashta v'tekrinu kamoi v'tisyabit. Remember, this is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi that holds that there's no question that a niyun with a second husband can wash away and get from her first husband. Why? Because Madach can take away Eishes Ish, can certainly take away Las Yishos and Mishis. So Oy Bazoy, let it take away that original status of the Shnia from the original marriage, and the Tisiyab, not really Yibum, but it should be a case that he should be able to marry her. Do you say Yesh Min Lacha Misa, Mamaka Mitzvah, Oy Loi, can you go and do a Miyun Lacha Misa, or it's a Mamaka Mitzvah to go and take her as a wife? So Chushne Bnei Adam Be'arba Me'azuz, again, they hired, first rendition was one Ben Adam Echad. Here, Shnei Bnei Adam. The Aruch Laner talks about why over here it's talking about two. Anyway, Arba Me'azuz, Ubo B'Shol, Ues Rabbi Kiva, Beis Tzum, Yosar. No good. Once a Shnia, always a Shnia. It's Rabbi Ben Beseir, Ben Tzim, Yosar. Again, same thing. It's a Shnia. He cannot undo that Shnia through the form of a Shnia. Omer Mitzvah Rashiya, Humoy Derav, Shemeteres, the Ochiv Shozeh, Shneser Olof. Although she... What's this case? Let's look at the Rashi. About five lines higher. That's Rav speaking before. Even though me and the Chavrei cannot be mavatligitin today. Okay, she cannot go back to the original husband. Maybe the subsequent Mion would help, not fully, but partially. What partial? As if there was no original get from the first husband, not to take her back, But the reason why she can go marry that first, not marry the first husband, but she should be able to marry the brother of that first husband. Why? Because it wasn't Grushis Achiv, it wasn't the case of two brothers. It's as if they were never married. Let the Mian take away the original get as if they never married, and therefore, not to marry the first husband, but to go marry the brother. Aye. If she can't marry the original husband because it was a get, why should she be able to marry the brother? Says Yimara, I'll tell you why. Zok Yimara, Pshita, Avada Rav holds that she can go and marry the brother of the first husband. Who knew the makers when he might so be created? The whole reason why we said before that the subsequent meeting of a second husband you cannot use to overcome the get of the first husband because we're worried about potential
winking.
Not hanky panky, but winky panky. He's gonna wink to try to take her back. Avul Achav Loi, by the Achav, this doesn't apply.
There's no previous history to invoke.
Exactly. So Ma'ud is same eligzer. Period. So that's pshita. Ma'ud is same eligzer. High or too high. If you're going to go and say that she can marry the brother of original husband, oh, how could she back? It's the brother of the husband. How can you do something like that? Oh, I know why. Because that first marriage was nothing. The Mian was Mavatal again. No, I'm a Zoid, then she can go and marry her first husband as well. So if we have to make a Gzeira, Kamash, when we don't make a Gzeira, and we say to the first husband, she cannot get married. Because I'm worried about the Rizoisav and Kritoisav. But the Gabi the second, the brother, she can marry.
The nephew's brother, maternal nephew's brother.
We're no longer talking about the nephews anymore. We're just talking about a normal case.
Normal case?
The case that you're referring to was the case that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said that they sent
to Rabbi Akiva
and to Rabbi Yudim. New case. Omer Yitzbar Ashia. Omoy de Rav. Rav agrees. When you have a case of one husband that gave a get and a second husband that gives Mion,
right,
we say that the Mion is not Mevatel the get according to Rav, and therefore she cannot go back to the first husband,
right,
because the Machzik Shosem Mishin is this, but she is allowed to go marry the brother of that original husband that gave a get. No, the Chayyim not. Anytime you have a person that gives a get,
it's
and the whole Geshef. Why is it Mutter over here? So, well, of course it's Mutter. Who knew the Mekezik of the really, Mitzat Ikra Din, everybody agrees that the subsequent Mian should annul and wash away previous get. The reason why we say that it doesn't work is we're worried that he is going to seduce her,
right,
inspire her to be Mema'enis against the second husband to go back to him. But that only applies to him. The Ach of Light, it doesn't apply to the brother. As you said, there's no previous history. So Ma'ud is saying, so that's a double pshita. Ma'ud is saying, we should be goizer, one brother for the other brother. Because if we're going to allow her to marry the brother of her first husband, people say, because the first husband was no marriage. So then she can go and get married to the first husband too. Mashmalon, I'm not goizer. The Ikri Yamid is another version, just the opposite. Rav Yitzchak bar Ashiya, kishem shasura loikach asura li achin, or probably the achiv, that just like she's also to that original husband, because I'm worried about the chitzoisim and chitzoisim, she's also also to the brother as well of that first husband. Frank, but why? The chayr this time doesn't apply. You're right, but gzeira achiv atuhu. We're worried that if we're going to allow her to go and marry the brother of her first husband, she might come to go and marry the first husband himself. Therefore, they made a rule, like plug, can't marry either the first husband or even the first husband's kraven. I guess we end her by saying, and have a wonderful day, and Zag, you mentioned, have a wonderful day.